This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3-1 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager! That just happened! Thank you very much!
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
Ah, yes! Welcome back. It's at Mariners Pod. Thanks for being here. Another day, another win for the Seattle Mariners. They have won 9 of their past 10 ball games, and we have all the highlights and all the action coming your way from another thriller last night as the Mariners win a one-run ball game. Also coming up, Shannon Dreher, a chance to sit down with Sean O'Malley. Great conversation there. And we have a tribute to Ichiro and his career with the Mariners. Of course, just crossing over the 3,000-hit barrier in Major League Baseball, so we celebrate Ichiro and his career as a Seattle Mariner. So a ton to get to as the Mariners taking on the Angels. Angels coming in, losers of 10 in a row. Mariners had won 8 of their past 9 coming in, and the Mariners had Felix on the hill.
The windup and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on the changeup for strike three. And Felix Hernandez strikes out the side here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 5 strikeouts for the King tonight against the Angels.
And he would really get things rolling.
The windup and again the 2-2 and a swing and a miss and a fastball for strike three. And 2 outs for the Angels here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 7 strikeouts for Felix, and that is 6 consecutive strikeouts for the King. He just continues to pile up strikeout after strikeout. Choi, Bandy, Pennington, Buss, Escobar, and now add Calhoun to that list. 6 consecutive strikeouts. He has 7 for the night. What a night for the King.
Yeah, no pitcher has struck out more Angels now than Felix Hernandez as he passes Roger Clemens. He has K'd more Angels than anyone. 8 strikeouts last night. 6 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, 8 Ks. He was very, very good once again. The Angels actually led 1-0 in this one, but the Mariners storm back in the fourth to take the lead. Adam Lind putting the Mariners on the board.
The 0-1 pitch on the way. Lind with a swing and a line drive base in at a right center field. Cruz to third. He's going to be waved in. Up with the ball is Trout. The throw in is going to be cut off by the second baseman Pennington. No relay to the plate. Seager around to third. Cruz scores. Adam Lind with an RBI single to center field. And the Mariners tie this game at 1-1.
Mike Zunino, too, he would come through in a big way.
Swing and a ground ball, base hit through the left side. Here comes Seager on to score. Down to second goes Lind. Mike Zunino with his second base hit of the night, an RBI single. And the Mariners now lead the Angels 2-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Up with the ball, Nick Buss out there in left field gets the throw in. And a clutch base hit off the bat of Mike Zunino, 2-1 Mariners.
So 2-1 M's at that point, and they would add another one with a big, loud, long ball.
The windup and the 2-2. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to left field. Buss going back, looking up. This one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Holy smokes, deep into the night. That ball was way up and way out of here. Number 30 on the year for Nelson Cruz. And he got it all. It's now the Mariners 3 and the Angels 1. And what a missile off the bat of Cruz.
So Nelson Cruz, number 30 on the season already. Incredible. That was a big blast. Backing up Felix Hernandez, who he'll end up giving a home run to Mike Trout because, you know, That's what Mike Trout seemingly does every time he faces Felix. But again, Felix getting the best of the Angels. He hands it over to the bullpen. Speaking of Mike Trout, Tom Wilhelmsen gets a deep, deep fly ball out to Trout. He ends up getting four outs in this one. And then Edwin Diaz, wow, he made it look easy.
Pitch on the way, swing and a line drive into left field. Aoki is there, and he makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Mariners win it tonight, 3-2 over the Angels. They take game one of the four-game series. The Mariners have now won three in a row. Winning pitcher Felix Hernandez, congratulations. Career win number 150 for Felix tonight.
Mariners now 63-54 on the season. They won nine of their past 10 ball games. And you look at the standings right now, second in the AL West. That didn't change. The Rangers won yesterday. So the Mariners 5.5 back of the Rangers right now. Houston losing ground. They've lost two in a row. So all of a sudden, Houston 2.5 back of the Mariners right now. So they've lost some ground. You look at the wild card. The Mariners pass the Tigers as Detroit loses. So the Mariners now the next team after the wild card leaders. Right now the East is still a mess. You have Baltimore and Toronto tied for the top spot and for the first wild card. The Red Sox holding down the second wild card at 65-52. And the M's two games back of the Boston Red Sox, who have won four in a row for the second wild card spot. Detroit 63-55, now a half game back of the Mariners. Houston and the Yankees 4.5 back of Boston and two and a half back of the Mariners. So that's where things sit after the Mariners take game one of the series. Three more coming up against the Angels. They do take game one. The Angels now, they've lost 11 in a row. Felix, very pleased about his start, and why not?
I'm trying to pitch. Well, the first two innings, I was like, I don't have any command at all. And, but after that, I was fine. I mean, made better pitches. And, well, I said that homer, that curveball. I had a great feeling on my changeup today. Good fastball. So everything was fine. And I used the defense a lot. There was a lot of ground balls in the infield. So.
You had that one stretch, six straight strikeouts. I feel like a little Felix of old.
Yeah, man. That's why I'm trying to strike out Trout, too. I left that pitch right there, and then I hit it out of the ballpark. You know what? He's my nightmare. I mean, he got my numbers, and he's got to be happy.
But you got the win, number 150, all here in this organization. That's got to be pretty special for you.
Yeah, 150 more, so I can get to 300.
That's the goal?
Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, yeah, I'm happy for that, man. I'm happy that we win today, and then it was a big win for us.
Absolutely. Big win. Felix gets it done again. He was outstanding. Tom Wilhelmsen, great job out of the bullpen. He just continues to be excellent for the Mariners.
I fell behind everybody, and I get the helmet
on Felix's 150th win, and Nelson Cruz dropping moon landing shots. It's great to get a win today. We're all good, but on this day especially.
Off the bat, when Trout hit that, did you think it was staying in the park? Did you think it was over his head?
I mean, I thought it was well struck. I thought it was well struck. I like to send things out into the universe, so the last thing I wanted to say was, oh, man, gave it up. But, it's not really a great pitch for him. But it was the only one I seemed to be able to control today, so I went with it, and luckily maybe he didn't hit the weight room today. I don't know.
You dropped that one in earlier on him that kind of make you feel like you could come back with that?
Yeah, that's exactly what, and you know, I wanted the second one to be up as well, or just not right there. That's right in his swing path, clearly, and we've seen that for years. So just glad Nori was there, and what can I say?
People come in to face somebody and they'll, well, it's just a batter, this, that, and the other. But Mike Trout, is this different? I mean, you're getting ready.
No. I've faced them many, many, many times. Many times. This whole team, Pujols as well. I didn't want to give in to him. We had a base open. But at the same time, I've gotten him out more times than he has gotten on base. So I'm pretty confident with that.
From your experience, you've been a closer, you've done a bunch of different things. Does that help you in most situations that you've kind of done everything? So it doesn't really
I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. And I don't know that because I've done all this. If I hadn't, then maybe I could give you a better answer. But
but you're not overwhelmed by any situation.
No. That's where I want to be. I want to be in the tight innings. I want to be in the jam spots, and I'm happy to get my name called with two runners on and a one-run game in the seventh inning.
Which point is this right now and everything that's going on?
It's arguably the most fun I've had in with my stint here. It's winning's always a lot of fun, and to win games like this, we have a tight group in the bullpen, but not just that. It's everyone. We're feeding off each other's energy, and everyone's contributing. It's a lot of fun.
You're wearing a Swellman.
And I'm wearing a Swellman. This is a real thing. First reliever to get one, by the way.
Is that
right? Yeah.
So that was good stuff there from Tom Wilhelmsen, and it should be pointed out too. He talked about being in jam spots, and he has only allowed one inherited runner since he joined the Mariners to score. That's an impressive number, and he has been in some tough spots, and he's been a big part of what the bullpen has done in August. They continue to be outstanding. Here's Scott Servais after the game.
We had a base open without him moving up,
for Trout. Yes.
And that was, the thought. We wanted to make, tough pitches and execute. If we didn't get him, go get the next guy. But, we caught a little break. I mean, Tommy, threw a breaking ball, probably not in the greatest spot. He hit it in the right spot of the ballpark for us, and we'll take it. When you're on a streak, stuff like that happens. And, our execution wasn't great, but we will take it. I will say, Felix, I thought was really good tonight again. Starting to get some rhythm going out there, and good changeup tonight. Had some strikeouts, a few extra walks, but he hung in there, gave us great effort, and then, the bullpen again. Wilhelmsen getting the big out of Trout, and then, getting four outs tonight, which is great. Give us a chance to give Caminero a night off. He has been used a lot, so really, really happy with our pitching.
Off the bat on that Trout ball, did you think Aoki had a read on it?
Well, I knew he hit in the deepest part of the park here, so it's, you never know. When Mike Trout's at the plate, the ball comes off his bat like that in the air, it's not a good feeling. no doubt. Everybody in our dugout got real quiet, and then we exploded with sheer happiness.
He got just enough offensively.
Tonight we put some pressure on him. We had guys on base. In the inning, we got the two runs. We had first and second, nobody out, and didn't score anymore. It would have been nice to add on a couple there. Calhoun makes a great catch on Seager's ball. We would have had a couple there. But I thought our bats, for the most part, were really good. I thought we ran pitch count up on him. Had some deep at bats, and I thought Zunino swung the bat pretty well tonight as well.
Cruz had the 10 pitch walk to put the one inning going there, and then comes back with a big bomb.
Yeah, huge. Again, our guys, they keep fighting, keep battling. You get down the count 0-2 and figure out a way. And whether you win it or not, you run that pitch count up, and maybe it helps out the next guy or helps you out an inning or two later. So, again, very competitive, good at bats. We're on a pretty good roll right now. It's been fun. You guys are having a good time within our clubhouse, and got to keep it going. It's not easy. You got to find different ways to do it every night, and so far we have.
What have you seen from Cruz? I mean, he's on a little bit of a tear, but it's a little bit of a struggle for going for a while.
Yeah, Cruz is streaky. He's always been. Normally, power hitters are. The big thing is, he is. Shrinking the strike zone a little bit with two strikes and fighting, and that's what he did tonight, and all of a sudden he did get the curveball that he ran into and hit the home run, but it's nice to see, he and a lot of our guys, it's a different guy every night, that's what makes us interesting to watch and giving us a really good chance to keep playing competitive ball going forward.
Also interesting is the Adam Land play of the night, which is becoming a play of the night.
Yeah, I go back to it again. Adam watches the Olympics every night before he goes to bed. He fills us in the next day on what he saw, and it's the athleticism he's seeing. It was Usain Bolt the other night. It was the gymnastics. I mean, the athleticism just continues to come out.
Can you get some other guys to watch those Olympics?
No, we're just going to keep Adam. But it was a really good play. We're happy to see it.
What's Tom meant to you guys, what he's done here since he's
done? It's crazy. I think, obviously the numbers and coming in and with traffic on, and he's been that guy since we brought him over. And I just think the experience he's had in the league and kind of how he approaches it, he doesn't look at any situation too big. And he tries to minimize it and just make his pitches. And, you know, so, and not just that, but what he's added to our bullpen and our clubhouse. I think the personality, the happy-go-lucky, fun to be here, he's the bartender, you know, and there's many a night you wonder what he's going to mix up, but, you know, tonight was just enough.
There it is. That's pretty good. Scott Servais on Tom Wilhelmsen. And now the next 2 days get pretty interesting for the Mariners because, unfortunately, James Paxton isn't going to go the next 2 days. I think everyone was optimistic he'd take his turn today, but it looks like that's not going to happen. So it's going to be Miranda today going for the M's, and then TBA still tomorrow, and then Iwakuma coming up on Thursday. So we'll see what happens the next couple of days as the Mariners want to keep this roll going. Again, winners 9 of their past 10 ball games. Other games to watch now. This is going to be a very interesting series. Baltimore and Boston will go at it. Right now, Baltimore ahead of the Red Sox, but, you know, by not much. I mean, this is a big series for both of those teams coming in, and either way, losses will help the Mariners. The Red Sox just one game back of Baltimore for the division. So the good news is if the Mariners keep winning, they will gain ground on somebody, either Boston or Baltimore. We'll see how that shakes out. Toronto will be playing New York, so the East against one another. Texas continues against Oakland, and we'll have our eyes peeled on that one as well. Detroit will take on Kansas City, and Houston will play the Cardinals. So that gets you set up for the next few days. And then, of course, after this, the Mariners return home for a weekend against the Brewers and then the Yankees after that. So good times, and they continue tonight. Mariners and Angels, game 2 of the series. Mariners look for another victory, trying to make it 10 of 11 tomorrow. Maybe we'll be talking about that on the podcast tomorrow. We'll find out. Right now, let's give it over to Shannon Dreher. She caught up with Sean O'Malley.
Shannon Dreher here in the dugout in Anaheim, catching up with Sean O'Malley. And Sean, you know, forgive me if we cover some of these things that we covered last night, but just so many good things that we saw yesterday in the game. First of all, just kind of the consistency that you have been able to develop. It's not just at bat to at bat. It's left side, right side. What's going right for you at the plate right now?
You know, I'm just trying to have good at-bats, you know, get pitches up in the zone that I can do damage with, or not even, just put the barrel on and, you know, using my legs, putting the balls in play, bunting, you know, just little things like that to give myself a chance to get on base, and, you know, that's really helping out a lot right now.
Day for you, I'm going to imagine you have an idea the day before if you're going to be playing or where you're playing?
Yeah, sometimes he gives me a heads up if I'm going to be there. Yesterday he gave me a heads up, told me I was going to play short, so mentally I was getting locked in at home, so it was nice. Scott's great about doing that. You know, he doesn't want to throw you under the bus and, you know, ambush you, and you know, I respect that as a manager doing that, which is really nice.
And what is that like as opposed to if you're not sure? If you're not playing, what's a day like for you? What do you do to get ready?
You know, I do everything. I'm not playing tonight, so, like, today I'll go out and take my fly balls and center field, and then I'll go over to right field because, you know, there's always a possibility you can go in, and then I'll finish up with ground balls just to, you know, keep some I don't know what the proper word is, fluidity there, I guess you could say. So, you know, finish up with that and then be ready for 7 o'clock. And, you know, hopefully they don't need me tonight because we're winning by a lot. But if the case be, I can come in, pinch run, and go play defense somewhere.
One of the things we talked about yesterday was how they've made you feel comfortable in your role here. And that's something that Scott said that, you know, going into this last couple of weeks, he told guys, hey, get out there, take some chances, don't be afraid to play. And I would imagine in your role especially, and you're now, you've been playing a lot more, so it's a little different. But not knowing when that next at bat is going to be, I would think that if you're afraid of making mistakes, that could hurt you. So for them to free you up and others like that, what does that do?
It's good. I mean, like, it just frees you up. You know, you're worried about, you know, do I need to get a hit here? What do I need to do? Do I need to take a pitch? Do they want me to try to get a walk? You know, you have all these thoughts going through your head of, like, what they think you want to do and putting all this pressure on yourself trying to get hits. And the next thing you know, you're walking back to the bench with a punch out or, you know, a broken bat and you didn't do your job. And, you know, the fact that they free you up and just say, you know, just go be yourself. Like, you get a pinch hit late in the game, don't sit back and try to take pitches, you know. Be aggressive, go after it, you know. Whether, doesn't mean I have to swing, but, you know, it might be that I take advantage and bunt right there. So, you know, the fact that they loosened, like, the reins or just confirmed, like, hey, you guys just play and be yourselves. Like, do what got you here. And, you know, it's helped out tremendously, and I think you're starting to see everybody just kind of relax and get in their groove, and it's contagious.
Is that what you've seen these last 10 games? I mean, 8-2 in the last 10, 10 and 12. What?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's just having fun, honestly. It's kind of like we have nothing to lose. We're the underdogs, so, like, let's just go out and have fun and kick some butt. I mean, it's been a blast. I think I spent more time in the dugout laughing yesterday than paying attention to the game. It was incredible. And I mean, that's the kind of atmosphere you want to have, you know. Little leagues, like, little kid in your backyard just joking around with your buddies, you always play your best. So you know, we have a good thing going on right now. We're gonna keep riding that wave and hopefully ride it all the way into October.
And now our tribute to Ichiro, and what a career in a Mariners uniform he had, fresh off 3,000 hits. On August 7th, against the Colorado Rockies, history was made as Ichiro became just the 30th member of the 3,000-hit club.
Ichiro to right and deep. Back goes Parra to the wall, and it's off the wall! 3,000 is in right field, and Ichiro is racing for third! And he's done it!
And of those 3,000 hits, 2,533 were in a Seattle Mariners uniform.
The pitch to Ichiro, swung on, line drive. That is number 200, a bullet to center field, and Ichiro has just set an all-time American League record, and he joins Pete Rose as the only man in baseball history to have 10 seasons with 200 or more hits. My, oh my, what a career for Ichiro.
Ichiro's journey has been an amazing one, and it started in 2001 with the Seattle Mariners. Even after an incredible career in Japan, there was uncertainty about how it would translate to the Major League game, even from his manager, Lou Piniella, in that very first spring training.
He was hitting the ball strictly to left field. So after watching Ichiro for about a week, I called the interpreter. I said, look, can you do me one favor? Can we get Ichiro to just pull the ball one time? 2 innings later, and the first pitch hits it into the bullpen in right field, and he rounds the bases, shakes hands with the on-deck hitter, and comes by the dugout, and he told me, you happy now? I said, yeah, you do the rest of spring training, you do exactly what you want.
He answered all questions immediately, picking up his first major league hit in his very first game.
The 2-1 pitch, swung on, ground ball back up the middle, that's into center field, and Ichiro is on the board with his first major league hit.
And just a handful of days later, he announced his presence in Major League Baseball with authority. An incredible, unbelievable play.
Terrence Long is lead over at first. Here comes a 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and a ground ball punched into right field for a base hit. So heading to third base is Long. The throw to third base, and they've got him nailed at third base on a tremendous throw by Ichiro. I'm here to tell you that Ichiro threw something out of Star Wars down there at third base. He fired a shot about 3 feet off the ground all the way on the fly to David Bell, and Terrence Long was D-O-A.
And as 2001 rolled on, the Seattle Mariners continued to pile up an unprecedented amount of wins, and the hits for Ichiro just kept on coming. Ichiro would join Fred Lynn as the only players to win Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season. Ichiro was an All-Star, a Gold Glove winner, and a Silver Slugger winner in his very first year. And as it turned out, 2001 was just the beginning for Ichiro. 10 straight years of 200-plus hits, which is a Major League record, leading the league in hits in 7 of those seasons.
Swung on and a ground ball banged toward the hole and threw on the right side for a base hit. And Ichiro hammered it into the hole into right field for his 211th hit of the year.
He was an all-star 10 years in a row.
Here's a shot into deep right field. Back at the wall. Ichiro hits it off the wall. It takes a weird carom, and Ichiro may circle the bases. In to score is Roberts. Here comes Ichiro. Inside the park home run.
He won 10 straight Gold Gloves.
And now the left-hander's 3-2 pitch to Hinsky on the way. Fastball swung on, base hit right field. So Reed Johnson to second base, makes the turn. Ichiro's throw to third base, down the money, and they nail him! My, oh my! That was akin to the throw that he made in Oakland. Ichiro hung out a whole month's watch on the line.
He took home two batting titles, a stolen base crown, and led the league in intentional walks three times.
The 2-0 on the way to Ichiro. And a ground ball, he's got the record. In the right field for a base hit. So now Ichiro has more hits than any man in Japanese history. And Mr. Hiramoto with a smile on his face.
His average season from 2001 to 2010 in a Mariners uniform, 159 games played, 105 runs scored, a .331 batting average with a .376 on base percentage.
The 2-0 pitch to Ichiro, swung on, ground ball, base in into right field. It's now a 27-game hitting streak and counting.
But perhaps no season was as special as 2004 when Ichiro broke the all-time hits mark.
Now the windup and the 3-2 on the way, swing and a ground ball, base it up the middle. There it is, number 258, a major league record for Ichiro.
Ichiro ended the season with a staggering 262 base hits. He batted .372 for the 2004 campaign. Ichiro spent parts of 12 seasons in a Mariners uniform, the most at-bats in Mariners history, 7,858. He has the all-time highest batting average in Mariners history, batting .322 in a Mariners uniform. And no surprise, he is the all-time hits leader in Seattle Mariners history, 2,533.
1-2 pitch on the way, and Ichiro swings, slowly hit ground ball to first base. Pitcher slow to cover, nobody there. Ichiro beats it out, and he has tied Edgar Martinez for the all-time hit leader for the Seattle Mariners.
So congratulations to Ichiro, the 30th member of the 3,000 hit club. And hats off to what was a tremendous career in a Mariners uniform.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.